The second phase he calls exonormative stabilization. This means that the variety spoken is closely modeled on the variety imported by the settlers. The third phase is the nativization phase, and Schneider considers this to be the most important and dynamic phase. It sees the establishment of a new identity. Phase 4 is the phase of endonormative stabilization, which is when the new variety becomes gradually accepted as the local norm or model. At this stage, the local variety is used in a range of formal situations.